In my interview with Nancy, she talked about how she taught the Tulsa Race Riot at TU. What is your remembrance of that?
I was born in 22. The race riot was in 21. But my parents told me about it. Living north, we knew the black community as a community and were exposed to it very differently from any of the youngsters that I ever met who lived on the south side. We were close to it. We had live-in help during that general period of time. My parents had the whole family then of their maid who lived with us until things were okay. My parents told me about it, but there were no secrets about how terrible it was and what they told me and what others were still talking about when I was 7, 8 years of age. It was still very much a topic of conversation, and I heard about it from the time I was understanding anything about black and white.
What can you remember they said actually happened?
Oh, well, they spoke of it, and I saw the destruction that had happened to the whole Greenwood cultural and living section. It was just destroyed. They would go over there as something that was a point of interest for me to see, for our family to see. My sister at that point was 10 years older than I, and I was very close to my sister. I worshipped her. She told me about it. My brother, 3 years older than I, he told me about it. So from an early age, I learned that this was a destroyed community, the differences that existed between black and white, and how terrible that was. My uncle had taken the blacks almost as a taxi from Tulsa to Muskogee through the days of the rioting and taken them covered up in the back seat of his car. So these were family told stories. We were very aware.
And your parents, you said, took the maid in and her family? And
Yeah.
They were rounding up blacks at that time.
That's right. We had a basement in the house where we lived at that time. They stayed in the basement, and Mother took care of feeding them because they couldn't emerge until it was over.
8, 9, 10 people maybe, or you remember?
I think it was more than that. I think it was closer to 15.
Otherwise, they would have been rounded up.
Conceivably.
Right. Let's also talk about the fact how it seems like the Tulsa Race Riot was covered up and not talked about, even though in your circle it had been talked about, but it didn't become common knowledge to a lot of people.
I wasn't aware of those who didn't have knowledge.
Okay.
In school, we were very well aware of what had happened by the time I started school, which would have been when I was 7, let's say. The kids knew about it. I went to school at Emerson, which was very close to the edge of the black community. So black-white was something that we were all very aware of, talked about. Kids had different opinions on the subject. When I was my youngest, starting at the first grade where I was aware of students, we knew about it and the Jewish kids knew about it and talked about some of their family experiences together. Just the way my family was helpful, other families that I came to know in the Jewish community had been helpful through Sunday school and through early years in public school. We knew about it, no question. So Nancy's experience years later was a big surprise to me.
So when Nancy was teaching sociology at TU, she wanted to talk about the Tulsa Race Riot. And what was she met with there?
Oh, she was met with a blank wall. None of the students had ever heard of it, and most of the students at TU at that time were from Tulsa or its environs. There were some out-of-towners, of course, but she was so surprised that she couldn't believe they'd not heard about it and told them to go home and talk to their parents and ask them what had happened, which they did, and none of them, not one, had ever heard of it. So the students came back and said, My parents told me they'd never heard of it. The next student never heard of it. Next student never heard of it. Very shortly thereafter, she was called in by the dean. The dean said, Dr. Feldman. She was called Dr. Feldman, and she did not want to be called Dr. Feldman. Told the dean that, but the dean said, at TU, we're proud of our doctors, and we want you to accept that. So against her wishes, she told the students they could call her doctor or hey you or whatever, but she was to be called doctor in the classroom. He said, Dr. Feldman, you are not to speak of the race riot in your classrooms. She couldn't believe that she was being censored that way, but accepted it. Discussed it with the dean, and he said, I understand, but we just don't talk about it. She accepted his position and did not. She was disciplined pretty severely.
Disciplined because she'd done it on her own going up?
Yeah, she was disciplined.